Mike White in the Post Gazette today writes that the PIAA is going to move ahead with fall sports. Team has to shut down for 14 days if an athlete tests positive for COVID-19. And there's all kinds of other addendums here about protocols and things like that, shortened playoffs for the Whippeel. I believe the season overall, all sports would conclude by Thanksgiving, things like that. But they're determined to move ahead. And as Mike writes, according to the National Federation of State High School Associations, more than half the states in the country plan to start on time. Five states have decided to move football to the spring. 23 have decided to delay the start of sports. Mike also spoke with a bunch of coaching legends the other day, including Jim Render. And 9 of 10 of those guys believed, Ron, that it's the wise decision here would be to move football to spring and the non-contact sports to the fall. Render called that a, quote, no-brainer. So the first question on the table, actually two questions. Should this happen and will it happen in terms, and I'm speaking of football, really. I realize there's other fall sports, but really this discussion for me centers around football. Will it happen and should it happen, Ron?
Well, I think they're going to have a hard time pulling it off, and I admire them for, you know, go ahead. We're gonna give it a shot. Why not try it? But I just think it's a hard thing to ask, and you know, I agree with the old coaches that Mike talked to, Render and all those guys, so wise, Paul Palko, and there's just so many of them that just said, hey, we're in it. You see other leagues, the college is talking even about playing in the spring. They're trying to buy time until they can figure this out. So I would think high school football has a little more of a chance than major college football in the spring. You know, if they feel like it's safe, if all the health people tell them that they can get away with it in the fall, okay. But I just don't know if that's going to be the case. So do I think they're going to try? Yes. Do I think they're going to pull it off? No. Do I think spring is a viable alternative for high schools? Yes.
So do you think they should go ahead and try it?
Yeah, I have no problem trying it on July 20. What is it? Today is the 30th. You know, we'll see what happens in the next couple weeks. That's always subject to change before they actually go to camp. You know, if their experts now tell them they think it's safe, they can pull it off, then I guess I'm okay with trying. I want to see them try it before I'll believe they're actually doing it, because I think all this stuff is subject to change.
Thing is, if you try it, then you're ruining the chance to move it to the spring, because obviously those other sports then can't move to the fall. You know, like you can't rework the whole schedule after you already start football camp. But that being said, I don't have a problem. If they get the go-ahead, yeah, they should go ahead and try it. I think it might be smarter to wait till spring, but who's to say where we're going to be as a country and a world in the spring? You know, as Render says, you're buying time, which is probably percentage-wise the smarter move, to buy time, believing that there's at least a better chance that we'll be in a better place in spring than we are now, a decent chance, I should say. But I don't have a problem. If they want to go for it, as I've said many times, daughter is involved in youth sports. They're going ahead with it, but football is a different game than baseball or softball. That's the other thing, Ron. The nature of the sport is, I think, makes it different for me. But if they're being given the go-ahead, I think they should go ahead and try it. Go ahead and try it and see how it turns out. It's hard for me to believe that one person won't test positive. And if that's the rule, that a team has to shut down for 14 days if an athlete tests positive, it sounds like that's going to be a tough one without the things that they have in pro sports, like repetitive, constant testing, fast results. It sounds like it's going to be very hard to pull off without that. But I say go ahead and try it based on the theory, I think, that I don't know if it's going to be much better in the spring. That's the only thing I can come up with, is I don't think it's going to be much better in the spring, even if that might be the right percentage play.
Yeah, nobody knows, Joe. I mean, that's the problem with this whole thing. Nobody knows what, you know, when it's going to go away, if it's going to go away, how long it's going to take to go away. If everybody knew, the decisions would be easy, right? But they don't, unfortunately. So yeah, let's see. Give it a shot. I'm with you. I have my doubts that it's going to be able to work. But again, you know, I assume they'd be given permission from the health people, the state, to try it. And if not, then I certainly wouldn't recommend that they do it. But I guess they wouldn't be able to do it if not having that blessing. But tough times, tough challenges for everybody, no doubt, from pros on down. You know, we talked earlier about no fans, and you had some interesting thoughts on that. That has to be all sorted out, too. What time is Mike White coming on with us today?
Mike's on at 1.
Got a lot of questions to ask him, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, the fans thing in high school football, I just think it if you deem it safe enough for kids to be out there, coaches, referees, all the helpers that go into a game, the parents are or whoever's dropping the kid off at the game, for one thing, or off at the bus that takes them to the game, for another thing, they can't come in and sit socially distanced. Like, you couldn't have a list where you say, like I've seen in some of these youth tournaments, every kid gets 2 people, and you submit a list. I don't get that at all, why that couldn't happen.
Well, I mean, you make sense with that, too. Again, I think they just look at it. They figure the fewer people around, the better chance they have of pulling this off. And maybe that's ridiculous thinking, but I think that's what they're looking at.
If I told you right now they have the choice, and maybe they do, to do this in the fall or the spring, what would you do if you were the PIAA or if you were even a coach or an athletic director? How would you vote, fall or spring, for football?
Who am I to disagree with Jim Render, one of the smartest guys I know? I'd probably say go to the spring.
I would lean in that direction too. I would. I would probably vote for that. Having said that, it sounds like we both think that, hey, if they're telling you can go ahead, give it a shot in the fall. And we really don't know. We could be worse off in the spring, for all we know. I don't know. This thing is not going away. The hope would be that there'd be a vaccine or better treatment, whatever. But I'd go ahead with it and give it a shot here. How about Paul in the car? Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, I'm a football official. I've been an official for about 30 years in both football and basketball. We've had numerous meetings already in accordance with everything we're supposed to do, the protocols and the whole nine yards. You guys are talking about doing this spring. And one thing that you have to think about, the smaller schools like the AAA and down, or even 4A, I mean, Neil Walker played baseball. So he played football and baseball. If you switch it to the spring, then these kids that play multiple sports, are they supposed to choose between which one they're going to play? That's the only downfall I see switching to the spring. And Ivy League is not playing football. They're pretty much the smartest people we got, right?
I think the idea with moving football to the spring would be you'd take the spring sports and move them to the fall so you could still play both.
True, but those kids need to practice first a little bit, I would think. If you're going to do that, you've got to make the decision pretty quickly.
That's true. Let me ask you this, as an official, I'm real curious about this. What are they telling you about how you do your job? I think I saw a story in the Post-Gazette on these whistles, these automated whistles.
Yeah. We got a 36-page document sent to us yesterday, and I haven't read the whole thing, just skimming through it. They're saying that we have to wear a mask to come in to the facility, and then a mask, I believe, out to the playing field, and then we can take our mask off. They do have a whistle you can put on your hip and wear a mask. It's kind of mumble-jumble, for lack of a better word, right now, but I didn't read the whole document, but there's a 36-page document outlining everything, and I'm sure Mike White will talk to you guys about that when he's on later on this afternoon. But my thinking is, I'm a sports junkie. I'd go watch hopscotch if it was competitive. You know what I mean? But putting these kids at risk, the adults are one that has to make the decision. And then if one kid gets sick, like this guy said, what do you do with it? What do you do? Do you shut down all football? Because every referee is in contact with different schools every weekend. And I'm one of the younger guys on my crew. And I know four or five that said already they're not doing it. So you're going to have a shortage of officials, too. That's another way to look at it.
Ron?
Oh, yeah, I mean, everybody's got to determine whether it's safe to do it or not, whether you're a player, whether you're official. They were having trouble finding enough officials to begin with, right? I mean, I don't know how this is going to impact that. I can't believe it's going to impact it in a good way.
Absolutely not. That's going to be the problem. I know they talked about playing Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night, so there would be enough officials. And that was thrown out there. Like I said, I mean, I love the sport. I love all sports, but the kids' health is at risk. Not only the adults, but the kids, and the adults are one that has to make that decision. You can't let it up to kids. All the kids are going to want to play, obviously. But
well, let me ask you 30 seconds. It sounds like then you're not in favor of them starting the season, if I have that right, but would you officiate?
I'm still up in the air. I'm 50-50. I know two guys that are on my crew specifically that said they are not doing it because one is older, and he said his daughter won't let him see his granddaughter if he's going to be out in public and officiating like that. So it just depends on the person. If my crew disbands, if there's two guys going off it, then we have another crew altogether. You know, I'm probably saying no, I'm not going to. Again, I'm only 50 years old, so we got guys on my crew that are 70. Now, they're at a higher risk, and I'm the U on my crew, so the ball comes to me, and I place the ball on every play. They said nothing about gloves. They said cleaning the balls between possessions, but every one of those kids are going to come in contact with me touching the ball and setting the ball down, and everybody's sweating all over it. I mean, those are the little things. How do you protect against it? You can't have the kids wearing masks under a helmet, and they're still going to be sweating. So, I don't know. I'm just, like I said, I want to do it. I mean, I'm not sure if I'm going to officiate. I love sports, but the kids' health
I hear
and safety
you.
Is the thing.
I definitely hear you. We appreciate the call. We appreciate the call. We appreciate the call, Paul. Appreciate it, man. Thank you. Well, there you go, Ron.
These are challenging 50-50. Questions and challenging times for everybody. You know, people you don't even think about, it's challenging for. Everybody talks about the athletes, whether they're pros or high school, but how about all the peripheral people that have to make their own decision? And as this guy just pointed out, it's not an easy decision for any of them.
Yeah, and I respect that. I'm sure if people knew who he was and he was on Twitter, they'd be attacking him within 5 minutes as being a coward here. Afraid of the flu, as they like to call it. But I think it's a very legitimate concern that he and any official would have. And I would say I would go ahead and give this a shot in the fall. Both can be true. Doesn't have to be either or. It really doesn't. And certainly doesn't have to be social media attacks on people, which I see left and right, whether it's people opting out, whether it's people who have viable concerns about a pandemic, which you'd think isn't a controversial statement. Viable concerns about a pandemic. That seems normal. Let's continue this conversation. 412-928-9370. Maybe you're a parent, coach, official. Maybe just someone with some observations about high school sports moving forward, wants to in the fall without fans. It's Cook and Joe.